This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Clear your thoughts, clear your mind, and listen to the conversation here. Participate in your own way. That's what I love to hear from people who either on Twitter or sometimes it's just a direct email to me. People feel comfortable doing that. Doug at DougStephan.com. It's okay. At DougStephan is fine. Any way to communicate is A-okay with me. People touting the way things are discussed here, the respect that we obviously have for each other. It's kind of fun, even though sometimes people feel I'm victimized by my co-hosts. There's often the ladies don't show you the respect. I read that from time to time, usually from an older listener who says, listen, long time. I've never heard you treated so badly. And I always respond.
Oh, it's so cute that you're making up emails. I love that.
Okay. This is from the, that, by the way, is Jennifer
Horn. If you could Xerox me a copy of that email, I'd be happy to...
Xerox it?
Yeah, I'd be happy to take it to
respond.
The complaint department.
Thank you
yeah.
very much. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Stephan from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file. Did you know women blink twice as much as men? Do you know that? Do you ever study...
We're fluttering our eyelashes at you.
Is that what it is?
Really? Wonder why it is.
I don't know. I never knew that, but
maybe you and Lewis should test this out.
How Jennifer, often we blink at each other?
Yeah, right. In general,
that sounds good for the romance, keeping the romance alive, counting how many times you blink at each other. Sounds like an exciting thing for you to do.
That's our next date night activity.
It's free.
Kara took more shots at me today than anybody else.
I'm just trying to keep our listeners happy so that, you know, I'm trying to keep your inbox full.
Oh,
right.
Really? Thank you. Did you know that all the ants in Africa, if they were to be put together, weigh more than all the elephants in Africa? Did you know? And do you care?
Have you seen the size of the ants in Africa?
That's a usual Jennifer sort of response.
Well, it's true. Have you seen those ants? They're huge.
Yeah. All right, you want one more?
Okay.
Chance of being born on leap day is 1 out of 684 million or something like that. It's crazy. And in around the world, there are only 5 million people that have a birthday on leap day. How do you do that actually, though? I had a friend in college who was born on February the 29th, right? All the days have got to do the, yeah. So does anybody here know anybody who was born on
Yes, I have a family friend, and she typically just celebrates either the 28th or the 1st.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That must be kind of sad, though, right?
Yeah,
you don't really get your own day only once every 4 years.
Until you get to be a certain age, and then you realize you're only, you know, you're 4 times less old than the people you grew up with.
Right. All right. While I'm in the complaint department, somebody did actually send me a note yesterday suggesting that I give short shrift to Jennifer and the television report. As a matter of fact, the vehemence in this angry note, why don't you give Jennifer more time for just shut up and let Jennifer do the television report?
Good, you got my email.
I was going to say the same thing. Jenny got mine, too.
Yeah. All right, so let's do the TV report. Kiefer Sutherland, Jennifer, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, has a secret girlfriend.
Oh, man.
He's been dating actress Cindy Vella. Do we know who she is? V-E-L-A? Under
Never
the radar?
Heard of her. No.
Past 3 years or so. She's apparently...
Is she on a show that he's on?
I did not Google her. I'm sure that we... I mean,
I'm
actually,
Googling her. Let's check her out.
I think I will, too, as a matter of fact.
She's pretty. Really pretty. What a jerk.
Is his wife leaving him now because of this?
Oh, he's been...
He doesn't have a wife.
Oh, okay.
For a long time, I don't think.
He's legal.
Does he have... You know, this is what drives me nuts about these... this is really... This annoys me.
What?
She's my age, so there's some hope in that.
Now, what I'm looking, yesterday I was doing some research on cities and towns in Maine. You're going to take maybe a trip up the coast of Maine for a couple of days. And so I'm searching for nice places to go. And so I just went into my toolbar to put in Cindy Vella. And what came back was all of this stuff I was looking for on the coast of Maine. Why is that the case? Why have I... This is probably
the Russians have hacked you.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it is? They want to know if I'm going to go to Maine or not? Yeah, okay, good for them.
We might want to use the term actress to describe this girl lightly. She's been in three things, from what I can see. She's been in Nuclear Family, she's been in Alma, and she was in Desdemona, A Love Story. Yeah.
So have they worked on something together? Is that how they met?
Oh, no. No.
She's not his caliber by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, I mean, acting caliber. I mean, she's a beautiful lady.
Oh, nice. All right, speaking of beautiful ladies, a lot of people are obsessed with Meghan Markle and Sarah Rafferty. Do you know the show that they are associated with, ladies?
Are they on Suits?
Meghan Markle's on Suits, right?
Yep, yeah, and so is Sarah
Rafferty.
Yeah,
she's dating Prince Harry.
Right.
Not a bad gig.
She's so lucky.
So yesterday, there was a celebration on the set of the show Suits, which is quite a good show. I happen to quite like it. This guy... who's a Canadian actor named Gabriel Macht, who's the tough guy in the law office, and a very likable kid named Patrick J. Adams plays a lawyer who's not really a lawyer. And Rick Hoffman is in it. He's always been a doofus in every part he's ever played. And Dulé Hill, who's been around, started on the West Wing, is in this show. It's a very compelling, fast-moving show. But the point of the celebration wasn't apparently, as far as the cast members were concerned, to celebrate the 100th show for Suits, but it was to basically stand aside as people want to come on the set to interview Markle about her boyfriend, Prince Harry. So how serious is this?
It's getting pretty serious.
Yeah, tabloids say it's serious. Like, she's met the family, and she went to Pippa's wedding. And
yeah. Pippa's wedding
Canadian
was a big deal.
Or is she an American?
She's American.
She is.
I think. Well, she's definitely not British, which is why it's kind
of
a big
deal. Well, they shoot the show up in Canada. That's why I wonder.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she's American or Canadian.
Words are hard. I do think it's interesting that I guess it was maybe 3 or 4 months ago, Prince Harry, who never really comments on his public or his personal life, he made a very public statement bashing a lot of the UK tabloids because they were making a lot of really racist comments about her.
Why?
I don't know why, but they were. So that's
racist,
I guess.
Comments. Is she black?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
Man, it's light-skinned. I couldn't tell by looking at her.
Well, she's at least partially black. I mean, I don't know exactly what her background is.
This
is
like me talking about taking blow.
Yeah, I think she's
half. I don't know anything about
this.
I don't pay any attention to that kind of stuff. I wouldn't have ever thought that, or even wouldn't have been a concern to me unless you told me that.
Yeah, her dad is Irish and her mom is black.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, so the tabloids over there, I guess the thought of him having, you know, a royal child with someone who was, you know, half black and American, I guess, is pretty appalling to them,
really?
To the press. Yeah.
I would love
that. And don't forget,
the press
Irish
is the same
too,
over there as it is over here. They're all appalling. The press is just what do they call it, the fifth estate or the fourth estate or something. Somebody should put all of them out on a ship and hope that the ship sinks. Well, how annoying.
Yeah.
Who the hell are they?
I know.
Try to be arbiters of taste or what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah, and everything that I've seen of Meghan Markle, she seems very, very classy and much, much classier than anyone who works for any of those magazines.
Exactly.
It's very funny the things that they say about her because she seems like a much better person than them.
All right, so Jen, what else do we have in the world of television news?
Wait, this is the television report?
I said.
Oh, my God.
I've been, why do you think I'm talking about Suits? It's a TV show.
Okay, here's the television report.
Jen, I'm so sorry.
Why do you think
I don't even know.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know.
All right.
Okay, Jen, you've got 30 seconds.
It was sort of the TV report.
Doug, you're worse.
All right, so if you're into, yeah.
You want to take a break here?
Bueller.
All right, we'll pause for a moment. 16 past the hour. The rest of the TV report after this.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
There was 57 channels and all right, so this is, I guess, the extension or the continuation of the television report with a focus on what's on tonight, amongst other things, Jen.
Well, if you like sports radio, and this past week, Chris Christie, remember, the governor from New Jersey did a little sit-in on WFAN in New York to audition. Well,
right.
You can have more of that. Mike and the Mad Dog is the show that is on WFAN and ESPN at 8 o'clock tonight. Has a fill as the latest in the 30 for 30 series, which talks about the story of Mike and Chris Russo, who changed sports talk radio forever with their time together on WFAN. So sports fans and radio buffs unite on ESPN at 8. Zoo is brand new on CBS at 10 p.m.
Horrible show. You know how horrible that show is.
I don't watch it, but I did see a few episodes of it. I didn't hate it. It's James Patterson. I like him. Hootin' and the Lady. Hootin' Nanny is new on the CW at 9 p.m. This takes a look at Maverick adventurer Hootin and his fearless historical expert, Lady Alexandra, as they set out to recover priceless antiques across the globe in a brand new drama series on the CW. Also tonight, America's Got Talent. That's on NBC at 8. Boy Band has a new episode at 8 on ABC. And Beach Shazam, which got a renewal already for Jamie Foxx and the Fox Network. That's at 8 o'clock on Fox tonight.
All right. So, we're sort of TV gossip, entertainment, that sort of thing. Ben Affleck has been spotted with a new girlfriend. Anybody know anything about this? Seen pictures of it?
Apparently not new. Apparently they've been together for quite a while, and he was cheating on Jennifer Garner with this woman. She works for SNL.
Really?
This woman and the nanny? He was busy.
The nanny apparently the least of the problems, because this is like a serious relationship that he's had with this woman from SNL. Yeah, she left her husband for Ben Affleck, by the way.
So who is it? Do we have a name for this woman?
I think her name is like Lindsay Shookus or something.
Is she not on the? She's a producer or something. How is she connected with
SNL? She's behind the scenes.
Yeah, she's behind the scenes.
How did he meet her? Was he a host on SNL at some point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's hosted.
Yeah, so that would be where they came together. I always, when I look at these things, it bothers me because I so like Jennifer Garner. And he's likable, too. It's kind of too bad that it went that way. 21 after the hour here on the DJ V Experience.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Throwback Thursday in the musical portion of this hour. We have the top five songs from this week in 1970. Starting with a one-hit wonder, a lady's name is Freda Payne. That song was on a blue label and it was called Band of Gold. Give you all the nuances like Muppet. I think a 13-second intro. Here we go. Let's see how many of us remember this. First night in your honeymoon, you stayed in separate rooms. Alright, so that's number five. People remember that one. It gets played a lot on some of the. It would certainly play a lot on the Sirius 70s channel, that's for sure. Next up is a really good, fun song by a group, another sort of one hit wonder, the Blues Image with Ride, Captain Ride. A drug song, I'm not sure.
You think it's a drug song?
Yeah, I think it is.
It was 1970, it sounds like it could be.
How do you tell, though? Yeah, listen, I guess you're going to go with that. Read between the lines or listen between the lines of the lyrics.
If they mention any blow, then it probably is.
Okay, very funny. Number three from this week in 1970 belongs to the Temptations. It's my least favorite of all the Temptations' big songs, Ball of Confusion. That's what the world is today.
This sounds darker for them, right?
Yeah, it is.
Soulful, though. I like it.
Yeah.
It's almost Shaft-like, right?
Yeah, that's a good way. Yeah.
Wow, I've never heard this. I like this.
Dude, you never heard it before?
Never.
Huh.
I've only heard the older Temptation stuff.
All right. So those are the Temps. Ball of Confusion, number three. Number two belonged to the Jacksons. I love you, Save. And I found that girl kind of two together. think it's equally, if I'm remembering correctly, Kara, it was two-sided hit. That's why I think that they're...
I think so, yeah. This is the good. Love You Save, yeah. Which is the All one right. that I know more.
This is, I think, their last big hit. Jackson 5, crank it up!
When you quit, when we get off the train, you promise for a ring. Now just play back the train, too. Just doing the same old thing. Love You Save, maybe
you're That's actually a pretty good song.
Great song.
Yeah.
How old was he here? Do you know?
13, maybe 14.
Wow.
I'm the one who loves ya! Okay.
Not many right. little 13, 12-year-old kids can sing like this.
Nope,
I mean,
right
look at the, we have Justin Bieber, and that's about it.
Uh-huh. All right. All right. Let's get to the number one song. This week in 1970 belonged to the Three Dog Nights. It was the number one slot 2 weeks in a row. Mama told me not to come.
That is the way to love now.
Open up your window. That's some
this is actually, I'm not a big fan of Three Dog Nights. This is actually not a bad tune.
I'm choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking. Upstairs, you have to dead. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.
There they are, top five songs this week in 1970, courtesy of Throwback Thursday here on the DJV Show.
In today's automotive news, Ram Trucks thinks that customers want more luxury. Ram steps it up from the Limited and creates the Limited Tungsten Edition. It has the truck industry's first suede headliner and genuine wood trim. The Tungsten's exterior trim features a sports hood, tungsten chrome Ram lettered grille, 8.4-inch radio with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, along with Sirius XM Guardian. The Ram 1500 Limited Tungsten's MSRP is $55,120. For OurAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
The new Lucky Charms Shake at Burger King is a mix of hand-spun soft serve, Lucky Charms cereal pieces, and memories of watching cartoons in your PJs. Relive your childhood in a cup. The new Lucky Charms Shake now only at Burger King restaurants. Also try the Fruit Loop Shake. Shakes available for a limited time. Participation varies.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then, I'd need three extra arms to hold my drink and burger and fries. Nah, I'm happy with just two arms.
Geico.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH?
If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thanks to everybody for paying attention to what's going on here. I just want to, in terms of the way we conduct the radio program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, sometimes people don't understand the sense of humor. We are here with great friends. We love each other. We have lots of fun. And that's really what this is all about. I'm not sure whether I'm allergic to rudeness on the radio. I think I'm allergic to rudeness in general. The people that I'm around that I find, there's a certain refinement. People laugh when I use the word refinement. And I'm not using it to refer to me because I don't think I'm particularly refined. I think I know the difference between good behavior and bad behavior and right and wrong thinking. I think that being rude, there's such an outbreak of it that it bothers me. Every time you find a rude person, I think that you just look the other way for somebody who's kind. And that's what you do. The people in some of these offices, I went to a UPS office, and I was in line, and a girl just walked right in front of me. Stepped up, she needed to collect a package, and she said, this will only take a minute. Walked right in front of me.
Some people are so clueless.
Yeah. The clerk asked her for some identification. She started swearing at the clerk, who was a Pakistanian. Insults like you wouldn't believe. I couldn't put them on the air. She couldn't get her, find her ID. And so the clerk was really all about perfection. As this woman stormed out of the store, the clerk said to her and to other people in line, you never know, he said, something along the lines, you never know what kind of a day she's had before she got here. No counter with the negative shot, you stupid little bitch, or whatever, you know, somebody else might have said in the circumstance. So maybe there's a lesson in that I just send along for your consideration. Every time somebody, there's some situation, even if it's someone that you love, somebody you're very close to, and they just somehow or other are rude, or you think they're rude, or they're being cruel, or whatever, you have a chance to counter it with either being a jerk yourself, or with compassion, maybe something positive. So I pass that along to you, because I think that we do need to have almost courses in school, ladies, right, on how to behave yourself. Is it brought about? A lot of people speculate that it's because of all of the attention to social media. Nobody has to interact anymore.
There were rude people before social media.
Oh,
and there were people who were raised with bad manners or no manners at all. I mean, a lot of it, you know, I don't know. My parents stressed being polite and being considerate of other people. And, yeah, I don't know. It's, some people just don't have that, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's just something to keep in mind. That's all. I'll not make a big deal out of it. Time for some food news. Have you been into a McDonald's lately? I can say no to that, but I would ask the ladies here. Haven't been in a McDonald's lately? How about you, Kara?
Drive-through a couple months ago, maybe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only time I ever go is if I'm on a trip or going to the beach or something, and it's one of the only stops on the road that you can go to. So,
a couple months ago. They are really underscoring, apparently, ordering from the kiosk in the back of the store. They want fewer people, and fewer people want to go into the store. They just want to order whatever it is they want to eat and roll out and keep going. So they apparently have rolled out a new app that they say saves you, quote-unquote, precious seconds. Are we that busy that we need to save precious seconds of time? Maybe some of you are, I guess, they put together this, they were a Chicago company. That's where, what's-his-face was from. And so they are headquartered there. The McDonald's brothers. If you didn't see that movie this actor that we all know and love. Every once in a while, though, I find myself, especially with popular actors and singers, I don't remember their names.
What was he in?
As well.
Do you remember?
He was in. I sat next to him on a plane. That's how it annoyed me.
Not anyway, Pat Benatar.
He played the. No. She was behind me.
Okay.
He played the founder in the McDonald's movie. And Keaton, Michael Keaton.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. All right, anyway. So the point of the story wasn't to talk about that unless you'd seen the movie and you understand where this all came from. But to go back to the McDonald's idea of turning themselves around, they think they can do it, apparently, by saving you seconds. It has nothing to do with their junk food image. It has to do with how fast. This is how well they've researched this. It has nothing to do, says the guy who's the CEO of McDonald's, nothing to do with the quality of our food. It has to do with how fast we can serve you. We want to be the epitome, the definition of fast food. And they were the beginning of it, weren't they? The original fast food restaurant was McDonald's, wasn't it?
You saw the movie. I don't know.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I would say that it is. So now they're trying to keep up because they have so many other options. There are, listen to this, 613,000 places selling fast food in our country, up 17% from 10 years earlier. 613,000 stores. Like the Shake Shack.
Guess what else is up probably 17%.
Yeah, caloric, yeah.
Diabetes type 2 and, all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
You are what you eat, right?
Yep, that's for sure. So anyway, this is such a big company. The drive-thru has become 70% of their business, and they want things. So here's the way this works. If you want to place an order on a mobile app, you get the app out, and before you get to the restaurant, you put the order in, and then when you go up to the kiosk, you apparently give them a number. I'm order number 835670, and that's all they need. And then you go around to the window and pay for it and get it or whatever. They have one window to pay and the next window to get
the stuff. Don't have to go into the store,
nope.
Into the restaurant. Okay.
Nope.
So now you can, instead of talking to the person over the bad microphone, you
right.
just use the iPad or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Is that
See,
crazy
now, if McDonald's wanted to be really... No, I think that that's actually great. Yeah. I hate yelling into that thing where they make you repeat everything five times. Like, McDonald's has all this technology, and they cannot fix their microphone system. Uh-huh. But I think if McDonald's wants to really embrace technology, they should have, and I don't understand why no one's done this yet, why aren't there multiple lanes of drive-thrus like a bank?
Ah, that is a good... Yeah, that's brilliant.
Because not a single person, not a single restaurant does that. And so, I mean, the last time I went to the McDonald's, which was, I guess, it was maybe 2 months ago, and I was, like Kara said, I was driving to the beach, and the line wrapped completely around the parking lot to the point where two cars in back of me pulled into spots and went into the restaurant because the drive-thru line was so long. So if they don't want people, if they want people to be focused on speed and efficiency, build multiple lanes and have multiple drive-thru lanes. Like, I don't understand why no one's done that.
Mm-hmm. I don't, listen, you're asking the wrong guy.
They do have those in some places, but even then you still normally get long lines. I don't ever wait in the drive-thru because it's not
I've never
it's
seen
not
more
faster.
Than one lane.
They
where
have
have you
some
seen
here
that?
In Maryland. They have
really?
Some with two
I haven't
lanes.
Either.
Yeah.
Yeah. By them. Yeah. Yep. Hmm.
What they should really do is combine with gas stations. So while you're getting gassed up, you're getting your food order.
Well, there are a lot of gas stations that have those facilities, but the stuff they serve you is really, you think McDonald's stuff is bad.
Ooh. I mean, like, so you don't need
hot
to leave your car.
Dogs are inside
but
of,
yeah, but I mean, like,
oh,
so you don't
I
leave
see what
your
you mean,
car. Yeah, so it's
yeah.
a drive through and a gas yeah. up at the same time.
Yeah. Huh. There you go. That's a great idea.
And that would be interesting to see how that works everywhere, because obviously in New Jersey they have, you know, the attendants at the cars, but I don't
right.
know that they have that in any other state. I mean, definitely in Maryland we don't have attendants at cars, so I wonder if they would change that and have, mm-hmm. you know, they can have someone come out on roller skates and pump your gas, and then they can skate back in and get your food for you.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we say in Jersey. We pump our fists, not our gas.
There you go. All right. There's something new in the food news for New Englanders. You're going to find this astounding. Camels. Don't see many camels, but more and more people are growing alpacas and llamas and that sort of thing. So camels are making their way into America. There are 20 million of them all over the Middle East, but now some are being imported into the Northeast. Farmers are raising camels for their milk. Instead of regular cow milk, you'll be able to drink camel milk by the end of the year in some areas.
No thanks. Yeah.
Well, but this is they love it. They love it.
Sure, but...
In the Middle East, camel milk is, they don't have dairy milk, they don't have cows. In the Middle East, they have camels.
Have you ever had it?
I have not ever had it, no, I haven't.
What other types of animal milk have you had, like drank as milk?
I tasted goat's milk and didn't like it much.
It's kind of tart.
Yeah.
I like goat cheese, but I don't like goat's milk. Or goat's milk yogurt is also a little, it's got a wang to it, you know?
Really? A wang?
It's like very tangy, wangy.
Mm-hmm. But think of, well, but you don't, you know, oftentimes, what is it, people test rattlesnake. I think there was a test once of various things that supposedly tasted like chicken, and there were a whole bunch of things like rattlesnake meat. And, oh, yeah, that tastes just like chicken. Is that chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah, there were all kinds, there were things, the weirdest things in there that weren't chicken, but people thought they tasted like chicken. And I think that's the case. If you tell people it's milk, although you drink that almond milk and coconut milk, and it's not milk. It doesn't come out of a being. It doesn't come from the mammaries of a being. It's just comes out of a coconut, or it comes that's a coconut's a plant, right? It's a tree.
Isn't a coconut a nut?
Well, it's called a coca nut.
But I mean, isn't it a nut like? a pistachio or any other type of tree nut?
I do not have an answer to that. I will not tell you. I will never give you an answer that isn't either from my knowledge or true. So I cannot tell you whether it is or it isn't.
You will not tell a lie.
I will not. I'm just like George Washington. Anyway, back to camel milk. The concern in America, apparently there have been some camels moved up to Maine, and they're having a hard time with the climate, as you might imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, 6 months of the year.
What genius
rotten.
Decided to do that? Let's take a desert animal and take it to the coldest state besides Alaska.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, camel have long life spans, so they make for a good investment. Their gestation period for a cow is 9 months and 9 days. You can get a it takes 12 to 14 months for a camel to have a calf. But anyway, it's something new. People coming up with new ideas all the time. Look what they're trying to do to save McDonald's. This is what some farmers are trying to do to save their dairy farms. Pretty interesting stuff. I do say so myself. Speaking of interesting, if you are looking for a new hire, an interesting person, a bright person, the best person for a job that you need in your company right away, and you want the best candidate no matter what, money's not important, just finding the right person, finding great talent. And that's why so many successful businesses, no matter what size, are using ZipRecruiter. They listen to this program, and they know if they go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, they will get to use the ZipRecruiter facility free the first time. Yep, free, free, free. ZipRecruiter, so much different than all of these other job sites. They blend all of the must be a couple of hundred of these job sites around. Instead of having to click on to 200 different sites with what you want and what you need, you go to one, and that's ZipRecruiter.com. So see how easily they can work for you, and the first time to prove it to you is free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. More and more I hear from people who say, this is astounding and so easy to do. So find your next good hire. Attention business people, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of $95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Music. He was still buzzing about Daniel Craig becoming James Bond again. When did we decide he was 56? Is that right? How old is he?
Is that right? I think he was that old.
I saw one place the other day, he was 49.
Yeah, he's only 49.
Is he 49?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, all right.
He still has one last run in him.
Well, I would think he could do more than that, but...
Probably.
Supposedly they're paying $50 million to do this. They want him that badly, and he's that important to the franchise, which I find interesting.
Mm.
Imagine going back to the first James Bond, Dr. No, Sean Connery got paid $300,000 to do it. And then they boosted him after that to like $1 million a picture. At the height of Roger Moore doing James Bond, he got $7 million. The others have come nowhere near. Well, I think Pierce Brosnan did. And then, you know, when they start you out, you're at the low end of the scale, and then they see how you're going to do. And this will be the most that was ever paid to anybody to do a James Bond movie. But they're expensive to produce. I think Skyfall was $200 million to produce.
Was it really? Wow.
Yeah, but then it took in almost $1 billion worldwide.
Yeah.
So, hello, that's a pretty good investment. You'd put $2 to get 10 back, wouldn't you? Put $2 in?
Of course, yeah. That's still my favorite James. I mean, Sean Connery is my favorite Bond,
yeah.
but Skyfall's my favorite Bond movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was incredible.
I would say in the list of the ones that I like, James Bond played by Sean Connery, yes, number one. Pierce Brosnan, I liked. I found him
he was underrated.
Quite appealing. Yeah, he was underrated. He should have been able to stay a couple of more times, I think. And then Roger Moore played him so differently, but in such a rather interesting way. There's never been a James Bond movie ever produced that I didn't see. Have you seen them all?
I've seen them all, yeah. And you know, it's funny. I guess it depends on who your first, well, a lot of people say who your first James Bond was is sort of how you're always linked to. So Pierce Brosnan was my first James Bond, but I liked him a lot. I thought the movies that they gave him were horrible, and I think if the movies were better, if the movies were better, I think he would have lasted longer because I think he was a very good James Bond. But I find Roger Moore just annoying as James Bond.
Really?
I know so many people love him. He was my mom's favorite. I just can't get into him as James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Something too campy about all those movies.
There was something about Judi Dench as M that
loved
worked
her.
Well.
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan and Judi Dench worked well off each other, I thought, in the movies that they were in together. That was a good chemistry.
And she was great with Daniel Craig, too.
Yeah.
I thought they had a tougher sort of almost mother-son relationship.
Right.
But she was, I thought she was very good with him, too. I was very sad when she died. Not in real life, obviously.
Yeah,
when M died.
Right. Yeah. All right. So we continue. Movie Moments. Chucker's not around with us today, but we have some things on. I have a thought on Shy LaBeouf or Sheila, however you pronounce it. Dipstick he is. It's 57 past the hour.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
All right, so as often is the case, the ladies will be happy to tell you I missed the point, but why don't we do something?
No, we were both, it's not your fault.
Well, we had a good conversation about James Bond, but the real reason we played the theme was because the Broccolis are producing something other than a James Bond flick, Victoria. What is it?
Well, yeah, the same producers of all the James Bond series and books are now starting a new espionage thriller, which will probably turn into a franchise, and it's going to star Blake Lively as a female espionage spy kind of, you know, agent. It's called The Rhythm Section. And so it'll be interesting to see how, I guess these are based on British books. There's a series of novels. So it centers on a woman who learns that the plane crash that killed her family was not an accident. She adopts the identity of an assassin to track down those responsible. Sort of like a Jason Bourne, but a female spin.
Right. All right, Shia, how do you pronounce his name? Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf.
I got arrested. He's doing a movie, and he got arrested for being in a drunken stupor or some other foolishness.
He's a mess.
Yeah. But he went all over, made some stupid racist comments. Apparently he was either drunk or on drugs or something when he got arrested.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.